Welcome back to the Two Guys Named Chris Show. Before we get into Titillation Tuesday, though, Chris Dem had, well, two comments. Chris Dem said that he went to see The Clash. We had a put up or shut up question about should I stay or should I go? But you saw The Clash in concert.
Yes.
Touring, backing this album.
This tour, yes.
And it was the last time he smoked marijuana.
Correct.
1982.
Yeah, might have been early 83 when the tour hit Virginia.
And B.B. Shea said, you need to get back in the game, man.
Has it changed?
I think it's changed. I think it's gotten better. Well, I don't know about the early 80s. I didn't use at that time.
You were different age groups then.
Yeah, I was only 10 or 11 years old. But B.B. Shea said they've been working on it like they're trying to cure cancer.
Well, I mean, I guess there were no edibles then. I mean, I suppose if one really wanted to, you could make brownies.
Yeah, you'd have to.
But,
yeah. But he's right. They've been trying to perfect. Now you've got all sorts of different strains and this and that, you know.
Yeah. I mean, most of the people that I, in my era, there were a couple of joints. Most people just had those tiny little pipes with the little screens in them.
Oh, really? They didn't do the joint? I pictured the joint in that era, you know? But I guess not.
I think you're thinking of the Peace Love 60s.
I guess I am.
We the guys that I knew, because I never bought it, like you, but they always had those tiny little pipes.
Yeah.
And with the lighter. So you had to light it each time you inhaled.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I've done that.
No one's questioning that.
Was it like a one-hitter or like a full-on bowl?
It was small.
Okay, kind of like a one-hitter. Okay.
I suppose, yeah.
Well, B.B. Shea said, get back in it, because today there's all sorts of different ways. There's different,
We're drinking it now.
We're drinking it.
You're right. That's true. You can drink it.
And you can do all sorts of different
Get you things. Where you need to be without the calories.
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, it's just such an easier thing now. And the cops don't care, you know.
No. It's okay-ish.
It's okay-ish. That was yesterday. There was a guy, they shot off fireworks where they weren't supposed to, and one neighbor was like, it's illegal in the state for a reason. And another neighbor was like, well, it's okay-ish.
Yeah, a guy blew his face off.
Come on. I mean, yeah. Guy did blow his face off. Fair enough.
But it's going to happen.
Other guy says, it's okay-ish. Oh, I know. It is. For a minute, I went mambly-pambly and said we should outlaw all fireworks, but
yeah,
as Chris Dem and Biggie pointed out, millions and millions of people enjoy them with no issues every year on the 4th of July. Here's the Titillation Tuesday. Now this is that's the second survey I've seen about this, and this would be interesting for, I guess B.B. Shea is millennial, not Generation Z. Gen Z is like early 20s, mid-20s, and it's the second time I've seen this, that Gen Z was asked, what do you want from your workplace? And almost 40% of them now say, we need a sex room. We need a hookup room.
A what?
Well, this is the second time. Two different groups. I guess the first one did it and said, is that really what you want? And the second one said, is that really what you want? And they said, yes. They want a place because they've come back in from working at home. They've come back to the office. When they were working at home, they were having sex in the middle of the day, and they're really missing that. So that's what they're needing now at work. They need to work with, have the girlfriend come in, or some solo time in that same room. That's what.
Come
40%
on.
Of them said that they wanted that when they came back to the office.
People.
What are we doing here?
People.
I don't know about that.
How can we say something? No, it's unsanitary. It can't be done.
And imagine being the guy who has to clean it, too.
Yeah, exactly. Come on.
Cleaning the sex room.
The sex room.
Like a jizz mopper?
Yeah, exactly.
You cannot. I'm sorry. Titillation Tuesday or not, you just can't have a sex room at work. You know? You can't.
It does create jobs.
And we have some open office space.
a lot. Yes.
That podcast room is just sitting there.
Green screen and everything.
You put a green screen back there. That's right. We built a podcast room. Let's put it to use. Johnny, you're talking about gummies because Chris Dem commented last time he had marijuana was 1983. Go ahead.
I did. Yes. Hey, so good morning, guys.
Morning.
So I wanted to bring this up a Tuesday back in the day, but you were talking about obviously marijuana, gummies and stuff. But I occasionally eat what is called Happy Schlong. It is a THC gummy that gets you hard and gets you high.
And
I swear to God.
Have you found this to be a great combination? Do you think it does work?
Yes, it does. I remember the conversation you were talking about with your wife about how like you'd like to pop a gummy or two and then you get excited and nothing happens. This, my friend, you'll stay high, you'll stay hard.
Email me privately.
Subject line, stay high, stay hard.
Stay high, stay hard. I'll know who this is. Do it anonymously.
I sent a t-shirt, a tattoo.
I think so.
Stay stickers.
High, stay high. Happy schlong. get a Google on that, BB Shay, and let's see. Happy schlong and how you get this. This has got to be a, but this product's not legal in this state, I imagine, right? I don't think so.
It may be.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
It's in the gray area. It's the okay-ish area.
People say.
Oh, yeah, here it is.
Yeah.
They sell them at Spencer's Gifts.
Happy schlong.
Happy schlong 2-pack, $14.99.
And it works, he
and
says.
Yeah, apparently it works.
My goodness.
It's in stock at your local mall, actually.
It's Triple H, happy, high, and hard.
Yeah. Am I going to brave the mall to go and get the happy hard? I think, yeah, why not? I might as well just run
go
over
before
there.
Lunch.
Yeah. I'm over there anyway playing pickleball now. There's an indoor pickleball place
okay.
over there. So I'll just run in and get some.
And they're at your local sex shop, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You know the one.
Well, I should run in there also.
Yeah. Because they're shaped like butts.
They're shaped like butts.
Yes.
And it's called
Happy Schlong.
Okay.
Little green butts.
Can you tell if it's a man butt or a lady butt? Or is
no,
it just a unisex butt?
Ambiguous.
Yes, ambiguous.
I'll go and buy Happy Schlong.
I think that's a butt.
Now that's...
He's out of the game.
It's either a butt or a nut. I don't know.
It doesn't really matter, does it?
Stop.
Yeah, privately, take that and have some Happy Schlong.